பேஷண்ட்ஸ் கெல்லி பேட்ரிக் கெல்லி KELLEY கெல்லி பேட்ரிக் PATRICK பேட்ரிக் பிஎஸ் அண்ட் பால் கெல்லி பேட்ரிக் டேட் ஆஃப் பர்த் இஸ் 2/27/44 டேட் ஆஃப் விசிட் இஸ் 4/4/25 please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL, Christopher Larrazabal. Next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Patrick Kelly for primary evaluation. Next, let's present illness. This is an 81-year-old male who has a past history of recurrent bronchitis, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion and occasional coughing spells. The patient recently had acute bronchitis about 3 months ago, following which he developed a persistent cough and sputum production, but denied fevers, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. He was sent for a chest X-ray and also a CT chest that was done on 2/26/25. The chest CT showed mild bilateral subpleural reticular and ground glass infiltrates, which are non-specific but may suggest interstitial pneumonitis. No acute airspace consolidation. There was an implantable device in the anterior right ventricle. The patient states that he was treated with antibiotics but continues to have symptoms of coughing and shortness of breath. He has had a history of diabetes and hypertension, but these are well controlled. There's a history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, the patient's past history is significant for bilateral knee surgery in 95, history of inguinal hernia repair, and history of appendectomy. He has a permanent pacemaker in place, and the patient also has hypertension and borderline diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked 0.5 to 1 pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use, occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had of heart disease. Mother also had a heart attack. Next paragraph, med list. Humalog insulin 15 units, TID. Tugeo, T-U-G-E-O, 52 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He has cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no hoarseness of postnasal depth. He has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. No hay fever, asthma. He has occasional coughing spells. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no depression, no anxiety, no easy bruising. Yes, joint pains, muscle aches, tonight's headache, seizures, memory loss. Next physical exam, this savagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, and no distress. Yes, mild clubbing, no cyanosis, no ictus, there's mild varicosities. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse 80, respirations 20, temperature 97.2. H.E. and D.A. norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the base. Heart sounds are regular, so rest to normal. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. Normal reflexes. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, gross lean tax, skin, no lesions. Next, impression number one. Interstitial lung disease, probable UIP. Number two is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. And number three is bronchiectasis. And number four, hypertension. And diabetes mellitus. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC ANA anti-DNA cetrate and RA factor. Was advised to use Zithromax. Z-Pak times one. He has been advised to come back for follow-up. Next, the patient will also get CBC IgE level, ANA, anti-DNA, and RA factor. And a follow-up be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for... copy for Christopher Larazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. Add in the final diagnosis. Number four, hypertension. Number five, diabetes. Thank you. Copy for Christopher Larazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, M-D.